Hello, I'm Linda Feinberg, President of FINRA Dispute Resolution. Welcome to our neutral workshop. Today we will provide an overview of the Central Registration Depository, referred to as CRD, and of BrokerCheck. Discuss the important role of arbitrators in safeguarding the integrity of the information in CRD during the expungement process, and provide an update concerning some important dispute resolution technology initiatives and recently approved proposed increases to arbitrator honoraria. I will be joined by Richard Polano, Vice President and Chief Counsel of RAD, which is FINRA's Registration and Disclosure Department. Rick is responsible for providing counsel on issues relating to CRD and also leads the FINRA unit charged with ensuring consistency in the review of expungement recommendations. Rick will give us an overview of CRD and BrokerCheck. Rick?
Thank you, Linda. CRD is an online registration and licensing system for brokerage firms and the brokers associated with those firms. CRD contains administrative information, for example, where a broker or a firm is registered, and it may also contain disclosure information, for example, regulatory or other conduct matters. Brokerage firms, regulators, and investors rely on CRD information. Brokerage firms rely on CRD information when they are making hiring decisions. Regulators use CRD information to fulfill their regulatory responsibilities, and investors rely on CRD information, most of which is available to them through FINRA's BrokerCheck program when they are making decisions about whether to do business with a particular broker or brokerage firm. That last point is especially important. BrokerCheck derives its information from the CRD system. Although BrokerCheck does not provide the public with all of the information that is available to regulators through CRD, BrokerCheck is a key resource for the public to learn about a broker's professional background and registration status, as well as any conduct issues involving that broker or a brokerage firm.
With that background in mind, arbitrators play an extremely important role in ensuring that one category of disclosure in CRD, customer dispute information, is accurate and complete. Customer dispute information includes allegations of misconduct made by customers against brokers in complaints, arbitrations, or court actions. Arbitrators can fulfill this critical role by considering the importance of maintaining the integrity of the information in CRD when deciding whether to recommend expungement. It is an extraordinary remedy that should be recommended only in appropriate circumstances. The stakes are high. When customer dispute information in CRD is expunged, it disappears from the view of regulators, potential employers, and the investing public. Rick, would you please give us an overview of the expungement process?
FINRA rules provide a framework for arbitrators to follow when they are considering requests to expunge customer dispute information. The framework is intended to ensure that this extraordinary relief is granted only when the information is found to have no meaningful regulatory or investor protection value. FINRA Rule 2080 identifies three bases that meet this high threshold. One is that the claim, allegation, or information is factually impossible or clearly erroneous. Another is that the broker was not involved in the alleged investment-related sales practice violation, forgery, theft, misappropriation, or conversion of funds. A third is that the claim, allegation, or information is false. Arbitrators should be guided by FINRA Rule 2080 and recommend the expungement of customer dispute information only after making an affirmative finding that expungement is appropriate and only after following specific procedures under Rules 12805 or 13805. Under those rules, arbitrators must hold a recorded hearing regarding the appropriateness of expungement. Any cases involving settlements, arbitrators must review the settlement documents and consider the amount paid to any party and other terms and conditions of the settlement. In this regard, arbitrators should consider whether a financial settlement by the firm or the broker seeking expungement is substantial enough to suggest some culpability on the part of a broker, thereby indicating that expungement is not warranted. Arbitrators must also indicate in the arbitration award the basis for their expungement recommendation and provide a written explanation for the reasons for their finding. The written explanation should provide regulators and other interested parties with additional insight into why arbitrators recommended the expungement and any facts and circumstances they found in support of that recommendation.
With this background in mind, FINRA recently sent to all arbitrators and published on our website guidance for parties and arbitrators concerning expungement requests. The guidance emphasizes that expungement is an extraordinary remedy that should be recommended only under very limited circumstances. This means that expungement should be recommended only when the information has no meaningful investor protection or regulatory value. As I mentioned, once information is expunged from CRD, it is permanently deleted and no longer available to the investing public, regulators, or prospective employers. Given these circumstances, arbitrators have a unique role when deciding whether to recommend expungement of information from a broker's CRD record. In making these recommendations, arbitrators should ensure that they have all of the information necessary to make an informed and appropriate recommendation on expungement. The Code of Ethics for Commercial Arbitrators counsels that it is not improper for arbitrators to ask questions, call witnesses, and request documents or other evidence when the arbitrators determine that more information is required to decide the matter than has been presented by the parties. Thus, FINRA encourages arbitrators to request any documentary or other evidence they believe is relevant to the expungement request, particularly in cases that settle without an evidentiary hearing, or in cases where only the requesting party participates in the expungement hearing. In settled cases, for example, arbitrators may request an in-person evidentiary hearing, as opposed to a telephonic hearing, to best evaluate the credibility of testimony and evidence offered in support of or against expungement. In addition, arbitrators may require the testimony of additional witnesses when necessary to make an informed recommendation. Arbitrators should also ask the party seeking expungement to provide a current copy of the broker's broker check report. Arbitrators should carefully review the report when considering whether expungement is appropriate and pay particular attention to the disclosure events section. This section of the report will show whether a broker has been involved in any regulatory actions, investigations, customer complaints, criminal matters, adverse financial matters, arbitrations, or court actions. For example, a disclosure event may include regulatory information that is relevant to the matter that is the subject of the expungement request. In such cases, the arbitrator should consider the regulatory information when determining whether an expungement recommendation is appropriate. To assist arbitrators with the updated expungement guidance, FINRA has revised the award information sheet and the hearing procedure script. Rick?
Thank you, Linda. I wanted to mention that settled cases involving expungement requests present unique challenges because investors often stipulate to the expungement request or declare that they are not opposed to such relief, and the investor who brought the underlying claim rarely attends the required expungement hearing. When an investor does not attend the hearing, arbitrators will hear only the position of the party requesting expungement. In addition, because the case is settled, typically there has been no hearing on the merits, and thus, no testimony or documentary evidence presented before the settlement has been reached. Arbitrators should not simply rely on the fact that the opposing party does not appear to make a favorable recommendation on expungement. This recommendation would be based on a one-sided presentation. Arbitrators should perform the essential fact-finding by reviewing carefully all relevant documents and other evidence. Arbitrators should inquire and fully consider whether a party conditioned a settlement of the arbitration upon an agreement not to oppose the request for expungement. This is particularly important in these three circumstances. One, where the investor or his counsel does not participate in the expungement hearing. Two, where the requesting party states that an investor has indicated that he or she will not oppose expungement. Or three, where a settlement agreement provides for payment of more than a nuisance value settlement. We discussed earlier that Rules 12805 and 13805 require arbitrators to provide a written explanation for the basis of their expungement recommendation. Arbitrators recommending expungement should ensure that the explanation is complete and not solely a recitation of the affirmative finding or the language provided by the party requesting the expungement. Also, they should keep in mind that because a broker has prevailed in an arbitration case is not, by itself, sufficient reason for recommending expungement of the information about the proceeding. Arbitrators should identify in the award the specific documentary or other evidence that they relied upon when recommending expungement. In addition, arbitrators should also consider other circumstances where expungement of customer dispute information may not be appropriate. For example, expungement relief may not be appropriate where the arbitrators have found that a customer prevailed on claims against the broker who is requesting expungement. Expungement relief also may not be appropriate merely on the basis that the information is aged, that a matter is the only event reported on that broker's record, or that the customer allegations related to a single investment product. Arbitrators should also recognize that the following disclosure events are ineligible for expungement from the CRD system through arbitration. These include the following. Regulatory actions. These actions generally involve proceedings by a federal or state regulatory authority, a foreign financial regulatory authority, or a self-regulatory organization, like FINRA. These events typically include actions where a regulator has made certain enumerated findings and/or imposed penalties against a broker. The regulatory action disclosure category also encompasses instances where a broker's authorization to act as an attorney, an accountant, or a federal contractor has been revoked or suspended. Next category is civil judicial actions. These include court injunctions in connection with investment-related activity, court findings that a broker was involved in a violation of any investment-related statute or regulation, or investment-related civil actions brought by a regulator that have been dismissed by a court following a settlement agreement. Next category is investigations. Includes investigations or proceedings by a domestic or foreign governmental body or a self-regulatory organization with jurisdiction over investment-related businesses. The next category is criminal matters. This category includes charges or convictions for any felony and the misdemeanors that are reported to the CRD system. The final category is financial matters. creditors and bankruptcies occurring within the prior 10 years, a bonding company's denial, payment on or revocation of a bond for a broker, and any unsatisfied judgment or lien. All of these above disclosure events are ineligible for expungement from the CRD system through arbitration. Arbitration panels should deny all requests they receive for any of these disclosure events. Furthermore, even if an arbitration award recommends the expungement of one or more of these ineligible disclosure events, FINRA will not remove the matter from the CRD system.
Okay, to sum up, arbitrators have a significant role in ensuring that information is expunged from CRD only when it has no meaningful investor protection or regulatory value. When presented with a request for expungement, we encourage arbitrators to refer to the following resources: the Notice to Arbitrators and Parties on Expanded Expungement Guidance, the Award Information Sheet, the Hearing Procedure Scripts, and the Revised Online Arbitrator Training Course. And now I want to switch subjects and report on some important technology initiatives that directly affect FINRA arbitrators and mediators and will enhance their FINRA experience. In October of 2012, we successfully implemented an online portal for neutrals. If you have not already done so, we strongly encourage you to register with the portal. Through the portal, you can perform numerous functions online, such as viewing and printing your disclosure report, updating your personal files and disclosures, viewing the status of a case, viewing case documents, and scheduling hearing dates. Then in June 2013, we successfully implemented an online portal for arbitration parties. We initiated a program in which two firms have agreed to use the party portal on a voluntary basis. To date, we have processed over 300 arbitration portal cases involving these two firms. In these cases, FINRA serves the claims online and the firms file answers online through the portal. We invite all the parties in these cases to view their arbitration case information online, and we invite parties and arbitrators to schedule hearings online using the portal. An important innovation for parties involves list selection. The portal allows parties to strike and rank arbitrators online, replacing the paper ranking form. Parties can also view and download disclosure reports for their prospective arbitrators using the portal. Separately, we have started sending arbitrators case-related documents through the portal on a limited basis in these cases. The reactions from these arbitrators have been very favorable. Soon we plan to use the online portal with more firms and also with mediation cases. In order to take advantage of all of the new portal tools, you need to register for the portal. If you have not registered, please send an email to the Neutral Management Department at finra.drnm@finra.org and write Request Portal Invitation in the subject line. Upon receipt, FINRA will send you an email containing a personalized link to start the registration process. Neutral management staff responds to email and telephone inquiries from neutrals who may need help registering and using the portal. Please send email inquiries to that same email address, finra.drnm@finra.org, and this time put portal help in the subject line. Or you can call the toll-free number 855-209-1620. That's 855-209-1620. Neutral management staff has been able to assist callers with the registration issues by taking them through each step of the registration process. Finally, I'm pleased to report some good news on arbitrator honoraria. We know that the honoraria we pay do not fully compensate arbitrators compared to what they would receive in the private sector. We also realize that many arbitrators serve on our roster to provide an important public service. That said, the last FINRA honorarium increase for hearing sessions was in 1999. In December, the FINRA board approved proposed changes to increase arbitrator honoraria. We will file the proposed changes with the SEC as early as possible in 2014 to be published for public comment. Once the SEC approves this rule change, FINRA will pay arbitrators $600 for each hearing day. That is $300 per hearing session, instead of the current rate of $400 for each hearing day. This represents a 50% increase. The chairperson of the panel will receive $125 per day, an increase over the current rate of $75, in addition to the regular honorarium of $600 per day, for a total of $725 a day. And really good news, arbitrators who decide simplified arbitration cases or paper cases will receive a flat per case fee of $350. This is an increase from the current rate of $125, a 180% increase. In addition, each arbitrator will receive $250 for contested subpoena requests, an increase of $50 from the current $200. These increases will be funded primarily by increasing member processing fees and surcharges. We will also increase case filing fees, but only in cases with more than $500,000 in controversy, as well as the hearing session fees in those cases. The increases will not become effective until after the SEC approves our proposal. Once the proposal is approved, FINRA will announce the effective date of the rule, which will apply to all cases filed after that date. The increased honorarium will not apply to cases retroactively. That concludes today's workshop. If you have any questions about any of the matters that we discussed today, feel free to email them to us at arbitratorsurveys@finra.org. Again, arbitratorsurveys@finra.org. On behalf of the entire FINRA dispute resolution staff, we wish you a very happy and healthy new year. Thank you and goodbye.